الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى اما بعد
امين
فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى
لا اله الا هو
لقد انزلنا اليكم كتابا فيه ذكركم افلا تعقلون وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى ولقد خلقنا الانسان ونعلم ما توسوس به نفسه ونحن اقرب اليه من حبل الوريد وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تركتكم على محجه بيضاء ليلها كنهارها الى اخره كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام. My dear brothers, something really interesting. My dear brothers and sisters, something really interesting I want to share with everyone today. And I want everyone to pay attention to it, because when I heard it, when I read, learned about it, it really struck me. It really hit my heart. So everyone, I felt like, you know, sharing it with everyone today. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all of us. He is the creator. The situations that we are in are also created by Allah. These feelings that we have, these problems that we go through in our life, situations, circumstances, behaviors, all of this is created by Allah. It's also a creation of Allah. Everything that we go through in our life, the feelings that we go through, they're not coincidence. They're not just happening by their own. No. First, we need to think, we need to understand that they are also a creation of Allah. No. The greatest situation that we face in our life is life itself. And that the greatest thing which is attached to life is death. Like the way we are going through life, we will go through death also. And Allah is saying clearly in Quran, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ. This life is not a coincidence that you got life. And it will be not a coincidence that you will go through death. It is not going to be a coincidence. It is created by Allah. It is going to be decided by Allah. It is going to be planned by Allah. Everything is by Allah. So my dear brothers, same way, all the feelings in our life, you can take it the same way. Happiness and sadness. Allah also is mentioning it in Quran. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَضْحَكَ وَأَبْكَ. I'm the one who make you happy. I'm the one who make you sad. This sadness comes from me. This happiness comes from me. So all these situations. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. In these days of life, the situations you go through, we are the one who are putting you through all of these situations. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, the problem we are in, the deception that we are in, the wrong mindset that we are in, is that in these situations, we think these situations that we are in are connected with the resources that we have. So we think happiness has to do something with the house, or something has to do with the furniture I have in the house, or the family members I have, or the kind of friends circle I have. We think it is that. Or the things that I do, happiness lies in that. Comfort lies in that. The problems I'm going through, everybody goes through different problems. Everybody goes through different situations, right? And to get out of this situation, everybody has a different mindset. You know, a person is going through some situation and he thinks, you know, let me busy myself into entertainment. The more entertainment I will have, the more I'm going to forget what I'm going through. So a person watches a movie, and for 2 hours, 3 hours, he forgets the problem he was in. He feels happy, he feels joy. And as soon the movie is over, what do? We feel depressed again. Now to kill that depression we got from that movie, we watch another movie. We find another entertainment. This is what the pattern we are in right now. And then, my dear brothers, everybody needs to understand. Can you imagine the kind of resources that we have nowadays? There was not even imagination of these kind of resources back in the days. And just go 100 years back, there was no washing machine. There was no fridge. There was no... One alim, he was mentioning the kind of luxuries and appliances we are experiencing back in the days. Even kings don't used to experience those luxuries. But you put the hand on your heart and tell yourself the truth. Are these increase of resources has solved our situations, have solved our problems, or increased? The problems are increased. The ratio of depression is increased or decreased? The ratio of divorce in families have increased or decreased? The ratio of suicide has increased or decreased? The more resources we are bringing, we are thinking of, we are inventing, the more problems are increasing. So that should tell us that these situations, these problems we are going through, has nothing to do with these resources. Has nothing to do with these resources. Now, when a person is going through all of this, like I said, you know, what a person finds his solved solution of his problems in the resources he has. Sometimes entertainment, sometimes something else. Sometimes a person just busies himself earning money. I just have to earn so much money. The more money I will have, one job, I will go do two jobs just to forget what I'm going through. And he has no idea. You know, one sheikh I was listening to, he said sometimes earning money also becomes a psychological problem. He's just earning money for the sake of earning money. He has no idea why I'm earning money. He just keep on increasing the bank account. That's it. So my dear brothers, in that a person needs, what really a person needs when a person is going through situations. Everybody is going through. And one another thing before I go into the solution. Everybody thinks, I am in the worst situation other than everyone. You know, they have a saying, they have this saying that everybody sees that the grass is greener on the other side. Everybody thinks, you know, I'm in more trouble. This person, he is not in trouble. You know, look at his business. Look at his job. Look at it. No, dear brothers. No, my dear brothers and sisters. You know, you have to step in their shoes to see what they are going through. There are many examples. We have very short time. So, my dear brothers, what really a person needs is a person needs someone to comfort him, understand him, give him solace, give him contentment, give him the right advice he needs. And sometimes this also becomes a problem. That I'm in a problem, Allah put me through this test. I have no one there to understand this. I have no one there to feel what I'm feeling, the pain I'm feeling. That's why you see people come to ulama and they say, can I talk to you for a second? Can you sit with me alone? They are thinking this scholar, this alim can understand. He cannot understand what you're going through. So my dear brothers, the real comfort everyone can find in all kind of problems, situations one can go through, it comes from Quran. Quran is revealed to the believers, to us, to this ummah, to find all kind of solace in it. All kind of contentment, solution of all kind of your problems in it. Quran. You know, the sheikh who was telling us this, he was saying that he had a friend. And he knew about him that this sheikh gives tafsir of the Quran. So he came to him and he said, you know, you always say that find contentment and find guidance from Quran for your problem, the problem you're going through. How should I get that? How should I get it from Quran? Well, let's say if a person is in need of patience, So does he only need to recite the ayat of patience? Or how is it, how does it work? How can I get the right answer what I need for my life, for my situation which I am in? Allahu Akbar. So he said to him, he said, you know, try this. He said, you try this, that whenever you need an answer to the situation you're in, a solution to the situation you're in, just open Quran from anywhere you want and read that page from that intention that you're looking for the answer. You're looking for the solution. So his sheikh, he said, after 2 weeks, for 2 weeks continuously, this person came up to me, met me every Isha, he met me. After every Isha he met me. And he said, Sheikh, this is mind-boggling, this is mind-blowing. People do not know this. Every time when I open the page, I find the exact answer I'm looking for. I feel this is not like this, I am reading this book. I feel like this book is reading me. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, my dear brothers. It's not just made up by some sheikh. No. This is what mentioned by Allah Himself. لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا. We have revealed a book towards you in which we are mentioning about you. We have mentioned you in it. You are mentioned in it. But my dear brothers, our problem, you know, now, the great point I want to make to everyone. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, imagine if you take this path, if you try this out, and if you go through this exercise, and you really start to feel that there is a person, there is being behind this Quran who is speaking to me, and who is actually knows what I'm going through, who knows how to stand me, who knows how to answer me, how much iman will increase? How much you will recognize Allah? How much close you will get to Allah? How much then what he said, Ajib, this is the reason why I'm mentioning all of this. He said, when you get attached to Allah through Quran like that, when you recognize Allah like that, then every salah you offer becomes a therapy for you. It's like an appointment with the counselor. Every salah. That you come see the therapist, you come see the counselor, and he's consoling you in each salah. Now you know why Sahaba Ikram Rizwan Ajmain used to offer salah all night long. Now you know why Sahaba Ikram, after offering each salah, used to wait for the next salah. Now you know why they are before the salah begins, they are 10 minutes ahead of salah. Why they have so much attachment with Quran, so much attachment with the house of Allah. This was the reason. This is how they learned iman. They got to the reality. This is true. Now one example I mentioned. This Surah Yusuf tafsir we are having every night, every Friday night. So I was learning through, I was going through the tafsir. And in the beginning of the Surah Yusuf, just one incident to tell you this is the whole summary of all what I have said. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this Quran is revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Quran was not revealed at once. It was revealed the much it was required for that that particular situation. Of that particular situation which in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba Ikram Rizwanullah Ajmain were in. So now this is the situation going on. That the Prophet is being tortured and the companions of Prophet are tortured by their own family members. By their own tribe. They are prosecuted by their own tribe, own family members, not somebody else's. They are tortured, they are disgraced, they are abandoned. For three years they are abandoned. They cannot come into the city, they cannot deal with common people, they cannot talk to anyone. This is all is happening. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this surah is revealed to him. Now this surah is revealed to them. What is this surah saying? The whole idea of Surah Yusuf, my dear brothers, what is it? That Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to realize that when you accept the true religion, when you are on the right path, since Adam alayhi salatu wasalam until the day of judgment, those who will walk on this path, they will face all of this. Same situation Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was in. He was also tortured and persecuted by his own family, own brothers, own family members. Allah. Own family members. And then he also had to leave the city he was living in. Same situation he went through. And then what happened in the end? What happened in the end? Same result came in the end in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which came in the life of Yusuf alayhi wasallam. That his own family members bowed down to him. And here Quraysh, and here the whole community of Makkah bowed down to him. So he was giving the solution, he was giving the advice, and he was giving the courage how to walk on that path. So my dear brothers, I'll end with this, that you know, all of us has some strings attached with the deen of Allah, with the house of Allah. Somebody is coming to masjid 5 times a day. Somebody is reading Quran daily. Somebody is sitting in the sessions of Quran and Hadith daily. And there are some people who are coming only on Fridays. There are some people who only come in this. Even whatever you have is a great blessing of Allah, my dear brothers. Whatever tawfiq, you know, opportunity Allah is giving you, even on coming on Friday, that's a great blessing of Allah. Because there are people out there who do not come for years to the masjid, do not get to listen to Quran for years. They're just so addicted with dunya, you know, like this person who's addicted with drugs. So the problem is he is caused to him by drugs. He's finding the solution in the drugs. So this is what is happening nowadays with Muslims, with the world. That everyone is finding solution of their problems from the same reasons they got problems from it. The reasons are causing them depression. They are finding the solution of that depression in that same reason. So my dear brothers, all we need to do is whatever opportunity Allah has given us, at least we need to stick to that opportunity properly. Let's say a person only gets to come for Friday prayers. Okay, I'll tell myself, I'm going to make sure that I hold on to this string very well. I'm going to come early for Jummah prayer. I'm going to prepare myself for Jummah prayer. I'm going to offer Jummah prayer such a way that Allah likes my Jummah prayer. So this, when I hold on to that opportunity which Allah has given me properly, this is what gratitude is. This is what shukr is. And when you pay shukr to Allah, the rule of Allah is لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. That opportunity increases. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. So my dear brothers, like Yusuf bhai announces every Friday, this is the reason why we are having all of these programs. You know, every Friday night we have tafsir. We have Quran class from Monday to Thursday for the children. Imagine if our children know Quran very well from the beginning of their life. How easy it would become for them to be steadfast on deen throughout their life. Our problem is that we do not know how to read Quran. How can we teach our children Quran? We do not know what Allah is saying to us in Quran. How can we teach our children? So my dear brothers, humble request, and sisters also, that come to the Quran classes, come to these sessions, inshallah.